What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's touch the table. A little football. It's 90. It's sunny. Summer, summer camp. We're almost ready to report for duty. Let's get to it. Kenny.
So let's do some college football here. Indeed, CBS put out a list of a couple of different things here. They have teams due for some better luck and teams due for their luck to run out. They even invented a cool stat called the whoops-a-daisy rate, which is interceptions plus fumbles per snap. So which would you rather hear first, the teams due for some better luck or the teams?
Give me the teams whose luck is about to run out.
All right, team number one. These are contending teams, teams that could be swayed in and out of the playoffs. So number one is Louisville. They went 5-1 in one-score games. Their whoops-a-daisy rate's one of the best in football.
Yeah, they also had a scheduling blessing where they got Notre Dame after Notre Dame had played three straight top 10 opponents, and they got them at home at night. It was almost like an auto loss for Notre Dame. Like, you're not getting that every year. And the other thing is Jeff Brohm's offense, it's not going to take anyone by surprise year two. I will agree with that, but they're not going to go away because their NIL program is, in a word, robust.
It used to be that basketball was the number one sport at that school.
Yeah.
Now it's not. I mean, you're
disaster.
Right.
Disaster.
The next one is Missouri. They were 4-0 in one-score games. Very low whoops-a-daisy rate as well. I love that stat, by the way.
It's a great stat. I think they're really good.
They're good.
Drinkwitz is a really good better recruiter and
multiple NFL wide receivers,
right.
Luther Burden, Wheezy.
They have lots of NIL.
Yeah, and Brady Cook, it's a rarity in college football these days. You got a kid that started 36, 38 games for you, and he's back. Look, I don't think Mizzou's ever going to win the SEC, but can they be a 9 or 10 win team and be credible? Absolutely. And again, very sneaky NIL. And they just recruited a 5-star quarterback. Not that anyone cares.
Next one here is Northwestern. They took care of the football really well. 6-2 in one-score games. They probably should have been closer to 4-4.
100% agree. Their offense is painful to watch. I don't understand how they exist. I hope they go 0-13. I hate their guts.
See, they always intrigue me because, to me, I look at it and I say, how is this team even in games, let alone winning as many as they do? So I think I like their coach, the interim guy who took over last year, and he did a really nice job, and they always seem to get a few really good recruits. Yeah, I think they're legit. Not to win the Big Ten, but, you know, not to be the Dennis Green, Francis no Northwestern teams.
Okay, that's an old reference. Keep going.
This one might hurt your feelings, Mike, because you are a big advocate for this team this year. Ole Miss, 4-0 in one-score games. Their luck might run out in 2024.
And it's, you're probably right. Here's the other thing. This is Dan Campbell on meth. I mean, Lane Kiffin, with his decision-making on fourth down, the volatility. He will go for it 4th-and-3 on his own 38. It's just, you're right. It can run out. It could go south. But they are wildly talented, and he's one of the best play callers in America.
And they have a quarterback that might win the Heisman Trophy.
Jackson Dart. Yeah, look. Kenny's not wrong. It could run out. Their season could come down to 2 or 3 fourth downs between a playoff berth and going 8-4.
Next one here is Washington. A bunch of coaching changes, moved to the Big Ten. They were 8-0 in one-score games.
Agree totally. It was a total farce. They were nowhere near as good as what they showed. I don't know what voodoo they had over Oregon to beat them twice. And the fact that Rico was happy makes me sad.
Well,
so I'm out.
They had a great quarterback, and he's gone. So, yes.
Really?
Yeah.
He looked like a space cadet in the national title game.
Well, I know.
Carry on.
All right, let's move on to the teams that are due some better luck. Kansas State, first on the list. They were 1-4 in one-score games and losses to, like, Missouri, Oklahoma State, and Texas.
And I actually think Avery Johnson's going to play a big role in this. They've got a kid. He looks like the kid from Remember the Titans. Sunshine. Like his hair is down to his ass, but he's a playmaker. Kleiman's a damn good coach. You're right. 1-4 in the one score games for a good football team that plays disciplined. Yeah, I that's a buy for me, Kenny.
That Avery Johnson, good left-handed shooting point guard.
I quit.
Next year is TCU. They had some tough field goal luck, going 2-for-7 in critical spots, 0-for-5 against Colorado. They lost 0-for-4 in one-score games.
Got to see the quarterback play. Beginning, middle, and end for me. Show me a legitimate quarterback for Sonny Dykes. I'll show you a good TCU team. I got to see it to believe it. Their quarterback play last year, suboptimal.
Look, he had the benefit of having a good quarterback the year before.
Who was in his 10th year.
Yes, exactly. And they had a really good wide receiver who actually sucked in the pros last year. Quinn Johnson.
Yeah, oh, yeah. You're right.
Next one is Texas A&M didn't win a single one-score game, including that game against Alabama.
Well, this is where I'm going to get made fun of, maybe by Stoney, but certainly by Rico. I'm a buyer of Elko and A&M. Wegman, their quarterback, is absolutely legit. He's fantastic. I buy. I think they're going to have a real adult in the room, a real offensive scheme, not the archaic Jimbo Fisher stuff. I'm a buy on Texas A&M.
I was going to say addition by subtraction, being that the head coach. And Elko was a guy that, you know, when you guys were looking for a coach, I thought Elko would have been a wonderful candidate for Michigan State.
He's a defensive whiz.
Yes.
He really is.
And the last one here is Virginia, 2-5 in one-score games. They had a point differential of minus 75, but that was heavily influenced by a 28-point loss to Georgia Tech.
Yeah, but everything I've watched with them is, you know, again, Tony Elliott's been a bit of a disaster. The offensive line can't block a soul. Brennan Armstrong left because he just was tired of being hit. I need to see talent before I sit here and tell you UVA is going to do anything. We're a long way from Rondé and Tiki Barber.
Yes.
And George Welsh. Yeah, like this is a bad football program. I can't go. Kenny, I got to see some talent.
Yeah, you always think they're going to make the next step, and the next step's always backwards.
Yeah, falling back down the stairs.
And that is your college football blitz.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.